Thank you, Glenn.
Good to have you. Tell us about Lemang Agricultural Services and how is it funded, and what is it about? Who are you supporting?
Thanks, Glenn, again for having me.
You're welcome.
And hello to your listeners. So Lemang Agricultural Services is really the brainchild of AFGRI. And AFGRI is an agricultural services company with an objective to drive or enable food security across the continent. And very early on, they realized that in order to achieve food security, you really need to commercialize small-scale agriculture or emerging agriculture. So they set up an entity called Harvest Time Investments, which entity was set up purely to provide all the necessary support to emerging farmers in order to enable them to either start their farming activities or grow their businesses. I think in terms of funding, in 2014, AFGRI committed 90 million rands over a period of 4 years to support emerging black emerging agriculture. And that commitment was fulfilled in 2018 and it came to an end, right? But through that process, we saw a lot of successes, right? And we saw a lot of farmers graduating out of the harvest time process and really becoming productive, right? And they were looking like they were sustainable, but they were not becoming commercial. You know, it was very difficult for them to move into that commercial space. And we realized that these type of farmers, they need very tailor-made, very specific, and very different type of support, right? And that's where Lemang comes in. So Lemang was set up specifically to support the near commercial black farmer who needs certain type of support in order to move into commercial. And that entity or that support continues to be supported by through AFGRI's Enterprise and Supplier Development Funds. And we specifically structured it as a separate business because we wanted to also position it to be able to attract Enterprise and Supplier Development Funds from other entities who view commercializing emerging agriculture important to their business. The other question that you might ask is then what happened to harvest time, right? And what happened to now supporting small-scale farmers? So harvest time continues to exist, and they continue to support new entrants and small-scale farmers through AFGRI, which is funded by AFGRI's CSI funds. So that's where Lemang originated.
So you're saying that you don't assist a person like me who still wants to start it. You only are at the tail end where I've already established myself and I want to get into these retailers, these supermarkets, these big supermarkets.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So if you want to start, then we do have, AFGRI believes that in order to achieve food security, we've got to touch every farmer in the continent. And small-scale farming is also very important to contributing to that. So we do have harvest time that supports the new entrants.
So what's the criteria then somebody must meet in order to be assisted by you in particular?
With us, there's a number of criteria, right?
Yeah.
And I cannot go into detail with that. But I think very, very important is that, we support farmers.
Yeah.
We want people who have passion for agriculture. We want people who are going to work the land.
Mm.
So it's very important that when you come to us, you already have the land. So we don't assist people to access the land.
Mm.
You need to have the land already. And if you are looking for funding, then, there's a whole criteria in terms of the National Credit Act, obviously. And I think we'll get into that at a later stage in terms of how we look at emerging farmers and how we finance them. Obviously, there's lots of various mechanisms that we employ to support specifically emerging farmers because their balance sheets and all of that don't look like commercial farmers. But you've got to have land. If you're in the grain sector, you've got to have at least equipment that you can start working the land with. And then the rest really is up to us to help you source.
Just wanted to find out about, men versus women in agriculture. Tell us about the numbers. Are there women who are coming out, who are interested, who are already farmers?
Funny enough, Glenn, obviously I don't have the specific statistics now, but if you look at the small scale industry, a lot of that, majority of that is women. You know, and women are producing, absolutely. But in the commercial space, you know, there's obviously male dominance, you know. But I think it's important, and I mean, the challenge is not just male, female. You know, I think if we start tackling the whole black emerging market as well, you know, it will somehow extend to growing the numbers in terms of female representation.
But how is commercial farming, the environment in South Africa? Is it a viable business to get into?
Currently commercial farming, we've seen a lot of challenges, you know, we're coming from a drought season and so forth, but I think it's mature and it's becoming stable and it's diverse, but I think in terms of opportunities, right, for me, we've seen a lot of entities like Lemang have been able to grow emerging farmers in the grain industries from being into commercial. But I think the space that we haven't tapped into from a development space is some of your high-value crops, you know, the fruit industries. And those are the industries that the National Development Plan identifies as, you know, industries that have potential for job creation, you know, lots of job creation. And I think we really need to start looking into those. The challenge is that those as much as they have a lot of opportunities in terms of also export markets and so forth, they're very capital intensive, and therefore it will require a lot of private sector participation and capital deployment. So that's the challenge, but I think there's a lot of opportunity in there.
Okay.
Highly profitable.
So finally, for those, you know, people who are obviously probably people who are already farming who are in agriculture, who need help, how do they get hold of you?
So you can go to our website, afgri.co.za, and in on the landing page you will find a link to Lemang Agricultural Services, and there it will take you to all the information that you need in terms of getting hold of us, our email address, our mobile, our telephone contacts and so forth.
Excellent. Marion Chigwenya, thank you so much. Head of Lemang Agricultural Services.
I'm going to call you, girl.
Already.
I'm going to call you, girl.
Look, Nati's threatening, which she's going to find me.
Yes.
So, good luck to you. That stuff ain't easy. Thank you very much. 7 minutes to 5.